بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the importance of ifsha'us salam, that a person spreads and makes salam common amongst one another. And we mentioned the hadith of Hani bin Yazid radiyallahu anhu, where he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inform me of an action that will secure my entry into Jannat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that from those a'mal, those actions that will guarantee a person's maghfirat, a person's forgiveness, is ifsha'us salam, that a person spreads and makes salam common. And we mentioned two points with regard to salam. One is when it comes to our pronunciation, that we make salam with clarity, we say the words correctly. And secondly, the masail pertaining to salam when it comes to text messages, emails. So we had mentioned that this should be treated as any normal conversation. The person initiating the conversation will make salam, and the person who receives that salam, it becomes wajib, obligatory for him to reply either verbally or to reply to the message, but he has to reply to that salam. So here just a few more points with regard to salam. The hadith of Amr bin Shu'aib radiallahu anhu has been mentioned, that we find very commonly a person finds himself in a situation where he wants to greet somebody who is at a distance from him. So a person walks into the masjid and there is some musalli sitting on the other side of the masjid. Now we want to make salam, we want to greet the person, but perhaps because of the distance he won't hear our salam. Or commonly a person is sitting in his car, there's somebody in another car, and you want to greet that person, you want to make salam to him. So many a times we find that people suffice with merely gesturing with the hand, that we just raise our hand and we suffice upon this. So here this hadith of Amr bin Shu'aib radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, he who imitates anyone besides us is not from amongst us. And then he says, do not imitate the Jews and the Christians. The Jews greet one another with an indication of the fingers, and the Christians with an indication of the palm. In other words, this is their form of greeting, that they just lift their hand. So here the ruling that has been mentioned is that if a person wishes to greet from far, and the person is unable to hear your salam, then we are permitted to raise our hands. This is a sign that person knows that we are greeting him. But with this, a person should also verbally make salam. The dua that we are making is in the verbal salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. We're making dua of rahmat, of mercy, of barakat for that person. So we are allowed to raise our hands, to gesture with our hands. But together with this, we should verbally make the salam. Even if I may be sitting in my car, the windows are closed, he can't hear me. But I should make that salam aloud. And the person on the other end should reply to the salam verbally as well. So he should also say wa alaikum as-salam, and he should also raise his hand. So in this manner we are permitted to make salam. So this is with regard to making salam from a distance. Then secondly, we find the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, or Anas radiallahu anhu, where he mentions that the completion of salam, the tatimma, the perfection of salam, is to make musafaha. Musafaha, which generally we find the translation to shake hands. But here ulama explained that the correct translation of musafaha is to clasp hands. We find when it comes to shaking hands, then it is the practice of the West that two qualities are found in their shaking of hands. That normally it is mentioned that the strength of a man can be seen from his handshake. So a person should shake hands very vigorously, very firmly. So this is one. And secondly, we find once they shake hands that they move the hand up and down. But the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we place our hands into the hand of the person we are making salam to. So we merely place our hands, clasp his hand without moving the hand. And there is no need to hold the hand vigorously or firmly. This is not the time to show a person's strength and a person's power. But rather we are greeting the person with the greeting of peace. So the correct sunnah method of shaking hands is this, that we merely place our hands into the hand of that person. And here also we find many a times we do this, we shake hands or we clasp hands and we begin a conversation without verbally making salam. So here again, the default is to make salam verbally, that we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and the completion of this in this hadith is to then shake hands. Here the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when they would meet one another, then they would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and they would shake hands with one another. So this is an extremely important part as well when it comes to meeting one another, that we shake hands or clasp hands with the next person. And here of course we understand that this is something that should only be done between people of the same gender. We find many a times in the name of politeness or in the name of courtesy, we find men greeting women, women greeting men. This is of course completely forbidden, especially where there is some chance of fitna, of things getting out of hand. So this is not permissible, this is not allowed. We find the mashayikh of the past also would be so particular when it came to this, that many a times people would bring their young daughters to greet the pious people. And that young girl, 5 or 6 years old, she is not mukallaf, she is not obligated to follow the laws of Shariat as yet. Yet the mashayikh were so particular that they would say to the father, don't instruct her to shake our hands. Rather they would place their hand on the head of the child and make dua for the child. Why? So that the young girl from a young age doesn't become accustomed to shaking hands with strange men. So these are few masail pertaining to salam. As we had mentioned previously, this is something that we are doing on a daily basis. If we look at it, we perhaps are making salam or greeting people up to 50 to 100 times a day. Different salahs, we meet musallis, we meet our family members, we meet people at home. So if we just bring these few practices alive, the correct sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we'll find all the rewards that have been promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Just a reminder also, my respected brothers and elders, especially those who are in i'tikaf. We know last night was a long night, it was an odd night. Many people would have been awake the entire night. But let us not forget to take time out to read our Surah Yasin in the morning. It's extremely important sometimes in the month of Ramadan. With all the Quran tilawat we are making, we forget our morning and evening surahs. So Surah Yasin in the morning is extremely important. And with this, if we are able to, there is still some time, but if we are able to stay awake till the time of Ishraq, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who will read 4 rakats of salah, 2 and 2 at the time of Ishraq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all his needs for the day. So especially those in i'tikaf, we have things happening outside our businesses, our families, we have many needs. Even those who are not in i'tikaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our needs for the day, inshallah. And also a reminder, for those in i'tikaf, the program will start at 20 past 12, inshallah. For those who are in i'tikaf specifically, let us make sure that we are awake, make wudu, and come forward for the program at 20 past 12, inshallah. Jazakallah.